Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Hi, everyone. Lisa Resnick here with Holmes & Hops with the very, very own Patrick Bergen of Bergen Real Estate.
Wow. Hello. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's about time. I finally got fit into your busy schedule.
It has been a while, hasn't it? I honestly haven't even seen Patrick in at least a month now.
Yeah, you were self-quarantining before that was even mandatory.
I was sick and I did self-quarantine and I did the right thing. So, and now it's just been prolonged even further. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens come May. So I am here drinking a beverage very close to Bergen Real Estate, Penguin City.
I'm going to one up you.
Which one are you drinking?
We didn't plan this. I can't believe we didn't plan this. Because I'm actually drinking Penguin City, but I am drinking the private label Bergen Real Estate Penguin City.
You know, I never received the private label six-pack. I'm just...
You'll have to talk to HR about that or something.
I'm going to have to. Or is that...
Yeah, that's a little embarrassing
that
you don't have.
Are you drinking the six-pack that was supposed to be given to me?
It could be. It's possible. It's very possible. Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited. This is actually like the latest in the day I've started drinking since this all started. So this is cool.
All right. Wait a sec. I'm cracking mine open. There we go. Such a sweet sound.
Well, cheers.
That's right. Cheers. Tough times don't last, but tough cities, they do.
Yeah, they do.
So... Patrick is definitely a man that wears many hats. So not only is he married to one of my favorite people and the son to two other of my favorite people, but he's also, Patrick's one of my favorite too.
But wait, I was going to say, am I a favorite person or am I just married to and associated with your favorite people?
Hey, that's still good.
It's good. Yeah. I surround myself with the right people that are.
But Patrick's also my broker and mentor in many regards, and definitely a supporter. And he's also the president of YCAR, which is a whole other feat, which for those out there that do not know what YCAR is, and probably pretty much unless you're a real estate agent, you do not know what YCAR is, and that is the Youngstown Columbiana Association of Realtors. Did I get that right?
You got it right, yeah.
Thank you.
You're in it. You better get it right.
So Patrick, your dad is also a real estate agent and one of the founders of Bergen Real Estate.
Yes, so, the founder. Yep.
Yeah. Yes. So, well, him and Leon, they both ventured, like he went up to Leon and sold him on this idea of starting their own real estate company back in what, 1977?
Yeah. Look at you. You must have done your homework.
Thank you.
Or you still have my recruiting packet that I gave you.
I read that page by page. Yes.
No, they had interesting timing too, because they opened their doors 1 month before the steel mills closed.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's interesting that in a time like this, and actually even more interesting that we're drinking Penguin City, the tough times don't last, tough cities do. You know, we're facing adversity again with something completely new. But just like in 1977, you know, Bergen Real Estate, we're absolutely going to prevail. We're going to survive and thrive.
100%. I mean, I know that we're going through this period of time, which it is going to be rough, and it's definitely economically impactful, without a doubt, to deny that, silly. But I do foresee us coming through this probably stronger than ever, definitely locally. And I can see us nationally coming through this stronger. And if anything, lessons learned and takeaways and improvement.
Yeah, I think there's going to be, I mean, as much negative as there is, I think there's so much positive in that. I think there's going to be a whole new level of appreciation for local businesses and, you know, going to those restaurants, going to those breweries, you know, supporting local real estate companies. I think there's going to be a new level of appreciation there when we do get out of this, and it should cause a huge boom across many industries, and hopefully a little bit of innovation as well. You know, I know we've had some sales meetings virtually now. You know, I see virtual open houses. So, you know, some things that you'd think would never apply to an industry as old as real estate, you know, there's innovation coming from it. So even though this is terrible times and people are losing their lives and the economy is destroyed, you know, I think once this passes, and it shall, you know, pass, we'll be better for it.
I agree completely with you. Now knowing the cycle from 1977 and being under somebody who was a broker growing up as your dad, what made you crazy enough seeing all that, all the highs and lows of real estate? What made you crazy enough to venture into the same field? I mean, your mom, his mom, by the way, also a wonderful, fabulous person.
Love you, Mom.
Yeah, she was a teacher in the Canfield school system, right?
Austintown.
Austintown school system. I was close. Yeah. They're neighbors.
No, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I remember growing up, I mean, my first job was like watering lawns for Pareto Home, spec homes, you know, cleaning out houses, cleaning the office, you know, and it seemed like a daily occurrence that, you know, we'd be out to dinner and my dad would need to pick up a sign from some house or take a picture of some house. And I'll be completely honest with you, and I tell this to everybody, I wanted to do anything but real estate. I mean, I was, you know, I wanted to get my Series 7 and I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that. I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always wanted to own my own business, but I wanted it to be anything but real estate. And in fact, I was a freshman in college, and I had made some stock investments that did pretty well. That's another story that we'll talk about. But my dad called me and said there was an investment opportunity in a property in Boardman. And this was like 2006. So I ended up buying this house in Boardman, rehabbing it, reselling it, and I got a little taste of real estate firsthand, not only the process, but the profit, and I was hooked. And I literally walked into my, I don't know if they're called guidance counselors in college, they're academic advisors.
Yes.
Yeah. Walked into their office like that next week, and I was like, I know what I'm going to do the rest of my life. How do I get out of here in the shortest amount of time?
And can I get a refund?
Yeah, right. No, that didn't work. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I wanted to be everything in the world, and then I rehab my first house, and I eat, sleep, breathe, and drink real estate now.
So no regrets or turning back. And matter of fact,
absolutely not. In fact, at this point,
you're diving farther in.
Well, I mean, I don't even know, like, I don't even recognize that person anymore that didn't want to be in real estate. Like, I can't picture a life without it. I mean, I love it so much. And in fact, my wife that you had mentioned,
yes,
being one of your favorite people, I met her at our office Christmas party. So real estate helped me not only with things and my lifestyle, but you know, my wife. You know, so it's pretty crazy how much real estate has given to me. So I can't picture a life without it.
And you have like ventured into, as I said before, you went from not wanting to do it to then getting your first taste of it to then becoming a broker, of your father's company, well, now your company. And then from there, you decided, hey, why not open up a title company? And then from there, you were like, you know what? I still don't think that's enough. Why not be president of Y-Car?
Well, I mean, it's interesting, you know, I just try to look for opportunity where we can, you know, our saying is better with Bergen. And I wish I could take credit for it. I can't. That was a collaborative effort. But, you know, there's so many realtors out there. There's so many options. There's so many ways that people can buy and sell a house. And so I'm constantly trying to think of, well, how can we be better? How can we make the process better for the client? How can I make the process better for the agent? And, you know, I've heard in the office, you know, rumblings of title companies that were, you know, not doing their job like they should. And so I said, you know, I think this is an opportunity, a good time to get into this business to better serve our clients and our agents. And fortunately, I have my wife running our title company, and it's been very successful. I mean, you know, the main priority is to getting deals done efficiently, and it's been going great.
I mean, I will say transitioning into real estate into the Valley versus where I originally got my training and experience, which was the DC metro area. Market title is the closest, if not on point, to what I was used to there. Which
you better not be blowing smoke up my ass.
I am definitely.
I'll make Lindsay sleep outside if she starts slacking.
I mean, no.
Actually,
doubt.
No. She'll make me sleep outside. What am I saying?
The communication is spot on. I mean, she looks at my clients as her clients. Right. She's not just a server.
They are. Yeah.
That's exactly what they are, and I feel like that's the one thing that is lacking the most with other title companies. Yeah. Is they look at them just as our clients and then don't communicate to them. But in reality, it's their client as well.
Well, and I also think, you know, right at the very beginning, I was thinking, you know, is this going to be a conflict with my wife at the title company? Is it a conflict having a title company? And then I realized that by having an arm off of a real estate company to be a title company, and then have that title company being run by my partner in crime, I mean, we all have the same motivations to best serve the client and get the job done. You know, so it's almost, I originally thought it was going to be a conflict, but really it makes more sense than anything.
I agree. I do agree completely with that. And again, we had very much a similar setup in the DC market with the title company that we utilized there. And it does make things go a bit more seamless, which is ideally what you want to happen, is a smooth transaction for everyone. So that was last year when Market Title got up and running, right?
Yeah, and am I allowed to if I finish my beer, am I allowed to go grab another one? Is that gonna be weird, or should I fake drink this one?
you can ask your lovely wife to grab you another one.
She's already gone. She didn't want to hear the bullshit coming out of my mouth.
Which, fear not, the podcast is rated for you to have the ability to swear, Patrick. So, but that doesn't mean to necessarily celebrate it.
Oh no, of course not. No, no.
So this year you decided to, or not this year, so last year you were the president-elect for Y-Car, and this year you're the actual president for Y-Car.
I'm the pres, that is right.
And so, again, that's the Youngstown Columbiana Association of Realtors.
Very good.
The functionality of the president is to, it's not necessarily, what is the functionality of the president of Y-Car?
You know what? I ask myself that every day. No, I'm just kidding. You know, we have just around 600 realtor members. And the position of the president, you know, really to oversee the board of directors that helps make policy decisions, that are going to affect realtor members in our area, affect, you know, how they do business. You know, we tie in with the multiple listing service, so we're kind of a liaison to them to get information out to the members, to help with continuing education. I guess my role is to kind of be the main point of contact, if you will, to oversee those decisions being made. I'm very lucky that I have a great board that I'm working with this year. And our executive director, Julie Larson, she is fantastic. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to be president this year if she wasn't there.
I can see that. She does tons.
It's unbelievable what she does. But, you know, our board of directors, you know, it's a representation of different brokers. So it's really nice. Everyone has a voice in the room. And we talk about our charitable donations, our realtor party advocacy, and then, you know, basic day-to-day operations.
So
it's been an interesting year, though. I'll tell you that this was not anywhere near what I was planning for my year as president, but I don't think anyone was planning this.
Nope. I honestly think that it is okay for this year just to be a crapshoot and just be like...
I'm going to start using that as an excuse. I'm going to start like shooting from the hip and just be like, hey, you know what? I thought I'd try it. You know, I don't know. Crapshoot. Lisa Reisen told me it was a crapshoot.
I mean, come on. I mean, different things. We all had our agendas and our plans for this year, what we wanted to do to either better our businesses, better our community involvement, whatever it may be. And right now it is definitely the ability to adapt to the current situation and try to foresee as best we can into the future and make plans cautiously.
Right.
To
well, and my, you know, you ask what the functionality is of president. I mean, to be honest with you, for the last few weeks, maybe even month, you know, I'm just trying to share messages of positivity, you know, keeping people motivated. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of people are working from home now, even though we're an essential business. You know, a lot of people don't want to show homes or be let into homes. So, you know, as president or as broker, my other hat, you know, I'm just trying to rally the troops and just try to make sure everyone gets out of this in the right mindset.
So the other part, the fun part of your position as well, is selecting a charity that you're able to help raise money for. So why don't we tell everybody what that is?
Okay, that's actually probably the most exciting part of us talking today. So the charity that I selected this year as YCAR president is the Northeast Ohio Adoption Services, or NOAS. And their main branch office is located in Trumbull County, and they help with adoption and fostering services for the youth. And that is particularly of interest to me because I'm adopted. And so this probably means more to me than a lot of things. The fact that I can somehow pay it forward for how I've been blessed is really important to me. And it's nice to see that the board of directors and the membership are getting behind it, and hopefully we're still able to give a nice donation to Northeast Ohio Adoption Services.
Well, did you see the article that was just recently published that Judge Russo has accepted his first virtual adoption?
Wow, I actually did not see that, but that's pretty freaking awesome.
That is awesome, and I know that our courthouse, they do this big event. Is it August, right? When's it National Adoption?
National Adoption Month is in November.
Okay, so maybe it's November that they have this huge event in the courthouse in which they celebrate adoptions.
Yeah. And it's wild to see that, like, you know, when you see that there's statewide, there's thousands of kids in the foster care system, and the average kid is spending something like 700 days in foster care. I mean, it's just absolutely, it's incredible to think, you know, as we think about how tough it is finding toilet paper right now and the things that we're going through, it's still not even comparable to what some of these kids go through on a daily basis. And, you know, to think about how many kids there are every day that are still in foster care, hopefully we can really make a difference.
And I think we will. I think if anything that comes from this too is that we are having definitely a lot more moments of pause to start thinking a little bit more of those things that are happening. Food disparities, these children, everything that's out there, like, we're taking many more times, and the pay it forward that I'm seeing so often is absolutely amazing, and it's inspiring, which is awesome.
Well, I mean, and you know, you've certainly made me feel good today talking about me being a broker and the title company and everything, and you know, that's given me pause to think, you know, how grateful I am that, you know, had I not been adopted, you know, my life could be completely different. I probably would not be the broker of a real estate company. I probably would not be the president of YCAR. I probably wouldn't have a title company. You know, so I think about how grateful I am. And I think during all this, the pause that Lindsay and I have taken, we actually have Jeff Risner right now. I guess I'm just going to put this out there. Jeff Risner right now is helping us create a About Us landing page, because we're in the process of starting to adopt. So we have, like, in this time been doing a lot of soul searching, having a lot of conversations, and really just looking at how, you know, appreciative I am of my situation that, Lindsay and I started taking a few steps towards starting the adoption process, and our marketing guy, Jeff Risner, is helping us with a website to showcase us as a couple and why we should be parents.
Why they're good. Well, so this child, I'm just imagining, besides the real estate portion of them being inundated by something else, that I know that there are those that were in this world do know, but those that don't know, you were an avid, you were part of what is the name? I can't believe the name is escaping me right now. The name of the, they do the musicals downtown.
Easy Street Productions.
That's right. You are.
How did you find that out?
I'm going to be honest with you. I believe I started telling my friends, because I am very much a crowdsourcer. So I have an idea, and I always crowdsource amongst my friends before I actually throw it out there to see, like, is it really a good idea? Where are the flaws in this? Whatever it may be. And
gosh, that was a lifetime ago.
And I believe that from my friends, I do have a lot of friends that graduated from Canfield, that I was saying to them before I joined Bergen Real Estate that I was thinking of joining Bergen Real Estate. And the first thing that came to everybody's mind was the quite the tap dancer that you were, or maybe still are.
You know, probably 100 pounds ago, I'd still be a good, I mean, I'm light on my feet. Don't get me wrong. I was a hell of a tap dancer. I don't know if I could bust it out anymore, but, that's interesting. I can't believe that's the first thing when you ask people at Canfield what they thought. The first thing they thought of was a tap dancer, not like, oh, he's so handsome funny. He's a tap dancer.
But these are also people that were in your world at Easy Street. It makes sense. Totally makes sense.
I'm still a little upset that no one's first thought was.
That make me sit through video productions of them in high school in a musical.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where their thought immediately always goes to.
That's interesting.
Huh. I also thought about
that. I left that all behind, but yeah, that was a big part of my life. Yeah.
That's right. And see, if you wanted to, I'm sure there's some sort of free online tap school that you can test out your skills.
I bet there is. Maybe I'll start it. Pat's Tap.
I thought about the whole online classes though. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is like the perfect time for anybody who's like, oh, I wanted to try yoga, but never wanted to go to the class and like make... Like
I did my first yoga class ever online.
See?
So Lindsay forced me to do one. I didn't make it through the whole thing because I'm terrible, first of all. I was dripping sweat everywhere like 10 minutes in. But yeah, my first yoga class I ever did was video.
So this would be the time that everybody is like a little bit apprehensive about trying a new workout routine. Right. Do it now. While nobody can see you. So when you actually get to the class, if we ever get back to that class, then you're
going to be like, if you don't come out of this without some new skill, you know, if you're not speaking a new language, or martial artist or a yogi, you know, at the end of this, like, you have to find the silver lining. And you're right. You gotta try something new to keep sharp. Yeah. I don't know if yoga's my thing though.
But at least you tried. I'm proud of that. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm still trying to get Andy to try. So
I'm not doing it in public though.
So have you noticed your whole chemistry with Lindsay also be more like in tune with each other? Like even like you probably always connected in thoughts and stuff like that, but like you're like, yeah. No. But even more so having those freakish moments of being like, wait a second, I literally just thought that and then it came out of your mouth.
I mean, I guess I could use an example. Yesterday I came home and I said, Lucy, and she thought I was gonna say Lucy. So we're really getting connected.
So I said,
we're on the same wavelength over here.
So you know, on Facebook right now, you see all those different little like 10 things you didn't know about me, or
Oh my God, yes.
So yes. Before we met,
I've learned so much about you, by the way.
Yeah, I've
been 3 weeks since you've been self-quarantining. Quarantining, that's such a weird word.
So, yes, my FaceTime, my phone hours came back like 6 additional hours more than normal. Yeah, so this is a problem. But so I sent Lindsay earlier today this questionnaire that I've done myself on Facebook.
Oh, gosh. So now I should expect her to be questioning me after I'm done with this.
Oh yeah, so let's compare your answers.
Oh gosh.
Oh, ready? All right. Where did you and Lindsay meet?
Christmas office party.
Okay.
What did she say?
Patrick's parents' kitchen.
Well, that's where our office Christmas party is.
Oh, okay. Obviously, I have yet to been
1351 Barbie. To like,
all right, where was your first date?
Blue Wolf.
And you guys are major fans of Blue Wolf, which, by the way,
oh my gosh, yes,
they have carry out options and would drive up. So if people want to still get their delicious food, you have the ability to, and now you have That's the ability fantastic. To get 2 roadies in addition.
I know. It's kind of dangerous, but I kind of like it.
Actually, did you hear, just to segue just for a moment, did you hear that, so in the state of Ohio, we have the ability to still purchase liquor. Our liquor stores are still open.
Right.
So I guess there were many of our neighboring states that are
PA closed.
Yes. So now the new rule, so they were coming over to Ohio.
Yeah, Chalet has been like bumping.
So
have you ever driven past Chalet Premier?
Not anymore. Nobody but Ohioans are allowed to purchase from our liquor stores now. Shit's getting real.
Wow.
I know.
I'm well stocked here though.
So if you live in PA and you're thinking about selling or buying in the great state of Ohio, this would be the time to do it, right?
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like prohibition. Like now I can like bootleg, like run across the border and sell.
I know, right? Booze.
There's a new business opportunity.
There is a business opportunity. Okay, so the next one, how long have you two been together?
4 or 5 years.
And what's your age difference?
5 years.
5 years?
Are both of those answers right?
Both of them are right. And who's older?
Lindsay.
All right, we'll let that one slide. Mentally,
Lindsay's older.
I agree completely with that. Who was interested first?
Lindsay, for sure.
That's what she said you would say.
No, it's the absolute honest to goodness truth. This girl becomes a realtor and says, oh, you know, I think I heard you're quite the marketing guy. Can we go out and I can pick your brain? I said, yeah, sure. I'm like, I'd love to like help you get, you know, jump started, much like how, you know, you and I started hanging out. That didn't sound right at all. That didn't come out right. Anyway, so she asks me to help her with her marketing. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Just like name a time and place. And she's like, okay, how about Friday night, 9 p.m. at Blue Wolf? And I was like, like I know what's happening here. Like this is going to be a good meeting. So I would definitely say that she was interested, you know, real early.
All right. And who's taller? We all know the answer to this. She couldn't even lie if she wanted to.
Yeah, she's tiny. I'm not much bigger, but.
And who said I love you first?
Interesting. I'd probably say me.
Do you remember where?
MVR. Or I V2. Mean, no, it was a V2.
V2.
Oh, see, I remembered that. Yeah, we were on another date. And I think it was that night. I think we were dancing. There was like a DJ there. She broke a glass on the dance floor. And then I carried her on the sidewalk and I dropped her on the concrete. And the rest is history.
And you're like, I love you.
I love you. Oh, God.
So this one surprised me. Who has the worst temper?
Oh, Lindsay, for sure.
Yep, that's what she said. Who's the most...
Wow, she actually admitted that?
She did. So who's the most sensitive?
Lindsay.
Crazy.
Me.
Ah, she thought herself.
Oh, good. Can I have a... Did she, like, sign this document or anything like that? Like, can I have a copy of it?
I mean, it was via text, so I feel like that's pretty legit.
Send me a screenshot, so that way when the next time I call her crazy, I'll be like, you said it, not me. I'm not calling you crazy. I'm just repeating what you told me.
That's not going to work in your favor. That would be my marital advice.
I still have a lot to learn. I still have a lot to learn.
Who's the loudest?
Me.
Correct. All right, most stubborn?
Her.
Stresses the most?
Her.
Falls asleep first?
She's probably sleeping right now.
Has more clothes?
Her, for sure.
All right, who has the bigger family?
Probably Lindsay.
She thinks that they're the same size.
Yeah, I'd probably say. My family's more spread out, so sometimes I lose track of odds and ends.
Who's the better cook? Would that be you?
Lindsay. No, Lindsay.
So I will say she thinks that you're the better cook too.
Really?
And she could be the most brilliant woman by saying this, so you'll be cooking this entire time while...
Well, that's so interesting because I think, you know, that's interesting that she says I'm the better cook because I think she's definitely the better laundry person. And grocery shopper.
Laundry is like the worst thing ever.
Oh, she's perfect at it though. Very good.
Yeah.
But I still think she's the better cook.
Who is more the morning person?
She usually wakes up before me and without an alarm. I would definitely say her.
Better driver?
Oh, me.
Most
That's silly.
Most competitive.
Ooh, I'd say we're probably equal.
She thinks you are.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen veins pop out of her throat during bocce. I don't know.
Who's the better singer?
Oh, Lindsay, for sure.
And who is the better dancer?
That's tough. She's got some moves. I'll tell you what, I have some videos on my phone of both singing and dancing that I think I could probably share and let you and your followers decide.
So
she does a hell of a job of she takes a song and likes to insert Bo's name into it. I don't think I've ever seen anyone do it as well as her.
That's impressive.
No, it's a very interesting talent. Yeah.
So what would you say your best dance move is, besides tap, obviously? Although, is tap considered a dance move?
It's not a dance move. I would say it's a type of dance. It's a genre.
Oh, dance, okay. Maybe, okay.
My best dance move? I don't know. I just kind of like flipping the switch. And I mean, it depends on the setting. Like, if it's a wedding, like, I'll flip the switch. And I, you know, I like getting my sweat on, you know, just like nonstop movement, like a Chris Farley, John Belushi kind of, you know, Blues Brothers, Animal House kind of vibe. Just getting after it.
So right now, a lot of people, Patrick, you just moved into your new house. Hmm. And I would say you do have some hardwood floors in that house. So wouldn't you say that this would be the best time for you to practice your knee slide?
Yeah, probably, actually. But you know what? I always find the most inopportune times to do that. I think in the last year at the HBA president installation, I ripped a pair of pants doing a knee slide. And then at my YCAR president installation, I think I did a knee slide to the same song. I think it was something AC/DC. Maybe you shook me all night, something like that. Did a knee slide in a tuxedo, blew the knee out. Yeah, I mean, I think I still have a scar there, but you know, that doesn't stop me from doing knee slides. It's a good move. I'm a hell of an air guitarist, and the knee slide is part of my routine.
That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. That
makes complete sense.
Yeah.
So you just moved into your new house. So it just goes to show you real estate is happening. And I have a question. Did you by chance take advantage of what Bergen's offering?
You know, not yet. I'm going to. So I guess two of your points, real estate is certainly happening, mm-hmm. because I couldn't, you know, if anything's a testament to the market, you know, and I'm not saying I'm anybody, but you know, the way interest rates are, I couldn't not buy a house. You know, I knew my buying power was going to be more than it was ever going to be. So I had to purchase a house right now because it made the most sense financially. So that being said, and, you know, kind of throwing in the title company, if you're already a homeowner, refinancing, excellent. Excellent
idea. That's what we did.
So you're in the refinance field. See, I'm in the purchase. You did the refinance, and you used market title.
Correct.
Thank you. But yeah, I mean, you have to take advantage of the opportunities that are here. So purchasing a house. But right now, so the other thing, so Bergen Real Estate, if you buy, sell, or refinance through market title, we will actually pay to have your home sanitized by Servpro.
Yeah.
So, you know, this dates back all the way to 1977. You know, we've always been a big supporter of the community, always trying to do good. You know, we've been involved in several different things, and we were trying to think of what was the most time appropriate thing that we could possibly do. And right now, as it relates to real estate, you know, there's a lot of people that are afraid to have, you know, strangers coming into their house or things like that. So, you know, as my business partner and I were trying to think of, you know, how can we mitigate this fear to keep the real estate market moving if the pinch point is germs and people being worried about people being in their house? Well, then shit, you know, buy, sell, or refinance, and we'll have your house sanitized. And we partnered up with ServPro. They've been awesome. They've offered us, our clients, a huge discount, and it's been great. So I haven't taken advantage of it yet, and I'll tell you why. I showed you the tour of our house.
Yep.
And there's still a little bit of work to be done. So I'm actually, we're going to wait to do the sanitization until like the finished product. So that way, like the last person that leaves our house, then we'll probably button it up. But I'm really happy with this promotion. You know, hopefully it's to make people more at ease during this process. You know, a lot of people are hitting the pause button saying, oh, I'm not going to buy or sell until this calms down. Well, you know, we just tried to figure out what could we do to even take even more stress out. So
I think it's a great idea. I really do.
Thank you.
And it definitely
so buy, sell, or refinance with Market Title. And we will pay to have your house sanitized.
I think that's absolutely awesome. And I do think that hits up a lot of people's concerns, especially when they're transitioning from one home to another. So I think that was absolutely fabulous. So good idea, guys. I know. So it's definitely one of those things, like we were saying before, being innovative and creative and trying to figure out ways to help people out during this time. And it totally falls in line with real estate and with our community and trying to help out and understanding that, yes, we are considered essential business. And with that, we do still get that it can be a little bit concerning still for people out there. So
if the process wasn't stressful enough, you know?
I know, right?
Put this on top of it.
That's very true. And the rates are great right now. So, I mean, of course, as long as you fall in line with the whole, like, great credit score, the 20% down, blah, blah, blah. But
if you're on the fence, I mean, you got to pull the trigger.
Yeah, your buying power definitely right now is increased than if it was at that 5% interest rate marker. So.
And if you're settled in, I mean, now, you know, everyone's looking at their, you know, monthly household expenses. And if you can reduce your cash out by anything, I mean, it's a perfect time to refinance. I mean, you know, we can't predict the future. We don't know how long these rates will be this good. You know, so if you are settled in, refinance now, yesterday.
Which is interesting too, because I thinking about like just a refi, equity line, cash out refi, whatever it may be. Like I think about like how contractors, their business is probably going to be boosted up some as well. Because I know right now in the state of Ohio, you can still be a contractor. I mean, of course you need to be cognizant and safe and everything when it comes to having people in your home, as you all know. But it's interesting to see, I know, all the different dynamics and how different businesses and how they are being impacted, but in a positive way as well. So,
well, and hopefully, you know, for those that maybe aren't using contractors, you know, I think one other thing that will be a silver lining in this for some buyers, you know, I know there's some projects that I never thought that I would be doing, such as painting and things like that. And so hopefully what that translates to is that, you know, maybe there's a lot of homeowners that are out there that are doing some small projects around the house, which will hopefully translate to nicer inventory. You know, when this gets out of this, hopefully there's fewer homes with wallpaper and, you know, old Pepto-Bismol tile. You know, I mean, everyone being in their house, you know, doing some home projects, whether with a contractor or, you know, a DIY.
Everybody's wood paneling will be Chip and Joanne style by the time this all done, whitewashed. Yeah. There'll be like the German schmear on everybody's fireplaces.
I love the German schmear. But that's what I mean. I mean, you know, if you're not taking advantage of, you know, or seizing some of these opportunities, you know, there'll be a lot of good that comes out of this once we get through it.
Definitely. So I am going to let everybody know that's listening that if you do enjoy this podcast, please tell your friends and family. And you can search us by keywording Homes and Hops Podcast. If you want to find out more information about Bergen Real Estate and everything that they have going on, I know that you can go to either bergenrealestate.com or you can go to their social media, because they do have a pretty strong social media presence on Facebook, and that's Bergen Real Estate, or Instagram as well. Does Bergen Real Estate tweet, Patrick?
Sometimes when I'm feeling it. There's so many different platforms, you know, it's hard to pick what you... I've been studying TikTok a lot.
I know.
I really like to... I want to throw my hat in the ring, but I also feel like I might be a little past my prime getting into it, you know? I don't know. I'm playing around with the idea. We'll see.
So it's interesting because the head librarian actually downtown with the Walk Youngstown campaign is the one that first mentioned TikTok to me. And having that as a social media tool to be able to get the whole campaign of people out there walking the city and everything like that. And it wasn't, though, until my kids got a little older in school that they came back. And I was like, well, TikTok seems like it's for little kids. And then I found out it's actually not. It's like 13 and above. But now that we're under this lockdown, if you will, I decided to download TikTok and I'm enjoying the videos. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, some of them are quite interesting.
Yes, they are. They are indeed.
And can I just, I mean, since this is my first time on your podcast, can I thank, I'd like to personally thank a friend, Ellie Platt.
Yes.
I know she's a partner, sponsor, contributor. She's a big fan. And I know that this has been possible through her. And she's one of our preferred partners at Bergen Real Estate. So I would just like to take a second to say thank you, Ellie Platt and Platt Insurance. You guys are awesome. In fact, right now I'm looking into life insurance with them. So excited.
That's awesome.
I know, you know, this is possible by two very smart women, Lisa Resnick, Ellie Platt, putting this together. So I appreciate you having me on here.
Definitely. Thank you very much.